This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And this show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And always, the archives available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And in the studio this week, it is Scott Ruta and Fawn Lintner Bartlett from Whitefish Therapy and Sports Center. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for being here. And let's start with you, Mr. Ruta. Tell us a little bit about Whitefish Sports Center in just a minute, but first, let's hear about yourself a little bit.
I was born and raised in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Went to Carthage College, Kenosha, Wisconsin, got an athletic training degree, and then went to Washington University in St. Louis for my PT degree.
What do you do when you're not working?
Well, as Fawn and I talked about on the way down, both of us hunt, snowmobile, and I have a beautiful wife and three beautiful children, daughters, that I'm teaching them the ropes of Montana.
Well, how old are they?
So my eldest is 10, 7, and 6.
Oh my gosh, you're a busy man.
In the middle of it.
Let's talk to you, Fawn, for just a minute. You want me to call you by your full name, Fawn Lintner Bartlett?
You can just call me Fawn, that's okay.
All right, Fawn. You're a Montana girl.
Yes, I was born and raised in East Glacier Park, Montana. And then right when my oldest brother was getting into high school, we came over here for the school years over to Whitefish. So I graduated from Whitefish High School in 2007.
Okay, what do you do beyond work? And do you do any playing here in the Flat? There's so much to do around here.
Oh, yes. I spent a lot of time in Glacier Park. Scott mentioned we both bow hunt, so I spent a bunch of time bow hunting. All the water sports, all the skiing sports, everything.
Well, that's great. Well, welcome to the show, guys. Want to learn more about your business. And a lot of everybody has heard about you on your commercials and everything here on the station. But Whitefish Therapy and Sports Center, I mean, you started this way back in the late 90s, right?
Yeah, 1998, I came to Whitefish with another therapist, and we started up Whitefish Therapy at that time.
And where was that?
We started at the Mountain Mall. We subleased a space at the Mountain Mall. At the athletic club, right between the gym, and they had a swimming pool there once upon a time.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
What was it like at the very beginning? What did you do, and what was your specialty?
So we moved here to Whitefish to start a practice because we saw there was a need for more sports-specific training, as well as we could use the swimming pool at the Mountain Mall. The nice thing financially, we were able to lease a spot and use all the equipment at the athletic club, so we didn't have the capital that we had to, you know, start up a PT clinic.
Wow. So, and you've only moved one time in all these years?
No, we moved actually twice. We moved to that building behind Mike's Conical, which is that North Valley professional building.
Yeah.
Actually, I lost my lease at the Mountain Mall and had to find a place, and luckily a space became available there. So I was there for 2 or 3 years before moving out to the North Valley Hospital campus.
So this has got to feel like a permanent home now.
It does. We have everything we need. We have the space. We have the gym. Sometimes the front desk wish they had a little more space. But in regards to patient care, we got it all.
It's at 2006 Hospital Way. Now that is on the south side of North Valley Hospital.
That's correct.
Okay, so describe the building a little bit. Describe your facility. It just sounds really cool. Saw the pictures online.
Yeah, so we have a 5,000 square foot, 24-hour gym wow. In which we use for our patients and allow our patients to use on their days off and have, right now, I think we have about 12 private treatment rooms. We have a pediatric gym. We recently put a headache suite in the facility where it's a quieter place where I can work on my headache patients.
Wow. So did you say a pediatric gym?
We have a pediatric space, I guess the second floor, in which our physical therapist, our occupational therapist, and our speech therapist specifically treat the kids.
Wow, that's the first time I'm hearing that term, pediatric gym. That's why I asked.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So one of the things I noticed in your info, and you brought it up again when you just arrived, you have a team of specialists, and that means so much to you. Tell us about what you mean by that.
Yeah, you know, I guess I'll say my side of what I've tried to do over the years. I'm an athlete, football player, so I've always looked at my business as a team. And what I've tried to do and what I have done over the years is rather than having just average therapists, I go out and I find therapists that have specialties in which I know that there's a need in the community. So the cool thing is when you schedule with our office and you have a particular problem, the front desk is able to put you specifically with that therapist who has the specialty to meet your needs.
Wow. Is that kind of a new thing in this business?
Well, you know, medicine, right? Doctors used to do everything back in the day, and now doctors have specialized in X, Y, and Z. It's really no different. The problem with being in a small community that sometimes it's hard to be a specialist because you don't have as many numbers in a smaller community as you would in a larger facility or in a larger city. Luckily, we're able to use this particular idea really well at the clinic.
Well, we want to learn more about that and also get into talking to Fawn a little bit about, you know, your specialty and how you're involved in the business as well. You're listening to the folks right here, Scott Ruta and Fawn Littner-Bartlett. She and Scott both at Whitefish Therapy and Sports Center. And this is Focus on the Flathead. We'll be back in just a minute with part two of the show right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached UberBank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank, Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back. This is Focus on the Flathead here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Our guests this week, Scott Ruta and Fawn Littner-Bartlett from Whitefish Therapy and Sports Center, 2006 Hospital Way. And thanks for being here once again, you guys. This is great to learn more about your business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Fawn, we didn't hear much from you on that first half, so let's talk about you a little bit. What do you specialize in? Obviously, you're a specialist in one of these areas that we've been talking about.
Yeah, so I specialize in vestibular conditions, which is also known as inner ear disorders, which typically includes stuff like vertigo, imbalance, concussions, and disequilibrium.
You have to expand on that for me just a little bit. That sounds very complicated.
Yeah. So a patient you would expect to see or that I would see in the clinic would be somebody who was either intensely dizzy, and that can be, honestly, people can roll over in bed and get vertigo. It can also occur after concussions or even older folks that are having some issues with their balance that they're not quite sure where it's coming from. So anybody that's dizzy, anybody that has issues with balance or after a concussion, I'm a good option for those people.
How do you treat, just in a nutshell, how do you treat things like that?
So it depends on what the issue is, and that define what the issue is, it's important to have a good diagnostic procedure to see these folks. So luckily, Scott purchased me some video oculography goggles, so some specialty equipment that I can assess people with. We're looking at eye movements, we're looking at their physical balance, medical history, and piecing it all together to get a correct diagnosis and then be able to start treating them. So once I know what diagnosis or pathway I'm going down, then I can specialize the treatment. A lot of people have heard of vertigo or spinning vertigo. Some people think of it as like crystals are loose in their ears, and that's a physical maneuver to fix that. Concussions are a little more complicated and usually multifactorial.
I'm assuming you have a lot of athletes as patients.
I do see athletes. I actually see a lot of horse accidents, bicycle accidents, wow. High school athletes, and even just older people slipping and falling on the ice.
There are two of you here, but you have so many more on the team who specialize. Can you expand on that a little bit on what you offer?
What I have done is looked at what needs we have in the community and went after therapists and or educated therapists that had specific needs. Ryan Sen, who is really one of the top-notch orthopedic therapist in my group. He's been educated extensively in dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. Christy Wells, she has been educated in golf swing analysis and running analyses. these. Wow. Probably going to not get through all of these, all of my staff. Tyler does osteopathic, meaning he does manipulations. I don't know, can we say manipulations?
Can we say
Oh, you could say manipulations.
Let's say he does some manual techniques that is not a normal scope of a normal therapist. And then I have my speech therapist. I have two speech therapists right now, Laura and Ashley. They both have started a program for Parkinson's patients here in the Valley, in which they do a Wednesday class in Whitefish. And they work through the whole spectrum from pediatrics to swallowing disorders to cognitive training. Last but not least, Jill Nelson, one of the Nelson girls from Whitefish. She's my occupational therapy. She, again, is works with the autistic population all the way to head injury and stroke patients.
Now, what do you think the biggest changes are since, I mean, let's go back to when you started back in 1998 here in the Flathead Valley. What do you think some of the biggest changes are in your occupations?
What I've seen, and I've been out of PT school for 7.5 years. I went to University of Montana. I think we're busier, but Scott's done a very good job of keeping our time with our patients. You know, we get an hour for evaluations and we get an hour for follow-ups if we need it. And I believe that's really valuable as a PT. Many clinics are cutting down their time to 45 minutes, 30 minutes, and sometimes even less. So while they're cutting the time out for patients, we're able to give them what they need.
Is there anything that you would like the listening audience to know about you that they may not know about your business?
The biggest thing is, as we said earlier, is what I've done is I've brought specialists into my program. So these aren't just the average PT, OTs, and speech. They actually have a specialty that will, again, diagnose you quickly, which then produces quicker results, shorter time you have to be dealing with whatever problem you're dealing with.
So you've done a lot of growth over the last couple decades. Where do you guys see yourself? Let's go 5 to 10 years down the road. What do you think?
I have thought about getting another practice going down here in the Kalispell area. You know, the cost is a little out of my reach right now, but that's in the horizon. Realistically, what we got going on at our facility right now is top notch, and I don't really need to change anything right now.
Yeah, so you're sitting really nice there. It sounds like a beautiful facility, and I want to thank you guys for coming in and welcome to come back anytime as things change, as things move forward. Love to have you back on the show again.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Well, this is Focus on the Flathead, and we want to thank our guests this week, Scott Ruta and Fawn Lintner-Bartlett from Whitefish Therapy and Sports Center. And this show always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Archives available on KJJR.com. This is Focus on the Flathead. You guys have a great weekend out there.
You too.
Thank you.